Hey everybody, it's Rob Sims, and I got a question for you. Have you ever wondered why some people can influence others so easily? Why they seem to be so charismatic? Why people are drawn to them, while other people don't seem to have the same magic, right? They don't seem to have the same effect on other people. So have you ever wondered, like, what is the difference between those people? Well, I'm going to give you three different things today that I believe, if you start using, will make you a person of influence. We got three ways to be more influential in our lives and to affect other people. Okay? So number one, it's real simple. Be happy. Just be happy. When you are talking to other people, exhibit that happiness. Project that happiness. And if you're not feeling happy, then fake it till you make it. But you don't really have to fake it, because I'm going to give you a couple of ways to be happy. But the first way that we want to project that happiness to other people is through our face. You know, when you go up to somebody and you're smiling, or someone comes up to you and they're smiling and they're like, hey, how's it going? You feel a lot better just because they are in your presence. Isn't that true? I mean, think about it. You got a guy that comes in, hey, how's it going? Versus, hey, how's it going? You can feel the energy, right? Right away, you feel a huge energy shift. So start by putting a big smile on your face, and make sure you use what psychology calls the Dasheni smile, because the Dasheni smile is the true happiness and joy smile. It's not the fake smile. You know the fake smile where people are like, right? Like, how are you? I'm good. Yeah. Or the smile that you put on whenever someone gives you a present that you're not really excited about. You know, like, oh, yeah, thanks for knitting socks for my cat. That's really sweet. Yeah, I'm gonna love it. Right? That's a fake smile. That's the I don't know exactly how to behave around you smile. But the Dasheni smile is the genuine smile. It begins with your eyes, and it goes all the way through your mouth and your lips, and everything just rises, right? So Dasheni smile. Practice smiling. If you're not a smiler, that's your first assignment. You need to practice smiling. And it's real simple. Go to the mirror. I know it's going to feel a little silly for some of you guys, but get out of your comfort zone and get silly. Go to the mirror and put on a big, cheesy smile. And just smile at yourself until you start to feel good, okay? Think about Jim Carrey, that type of thing. Really big, just over-the-top smile when you're practicing. That way, when you're with people, you won't be thinking that you're smiling when you're not. Because a lot of people are like, I'm smiling. Right? You're like, you're not smiling. It's like when, you know, have you ever seen little kids like in third grade or something like that when they do their school photo and they're like, smile. That's not a smile. They haven't learned how to smile yet. It is a skill we have to practice. So go practice smiling and then greet people with that smile and notice the effect that you get, because people want to be around happy people, right? Because we all want to be happy. And so when you're happy, other people are drawn to you because they're thinking, gosh, I want to be around this guy. I don't know what the deal is, but this guy is smiling, or this girl is smiling and she looks so happy and I want to be happy. So I want to be around them. We're drawn to that. Okay, so it's number one, you'll smile with your face. Number two, I want you to smile with your voice. You know, you can put on that big smile, but if you still sound monotone, hi, how are you doing? I'm good. Yeah. Having a great day. Just smiling away. It doesn't have the same effect. Right? I mean, think about music. Why do we love music? Because of the beat, and it's upbeat, and it kind of has a melody to it, and a really good song lifts our moods almost instantaneously. Right? So when you speak to people, smile with your voice. Have a melody. Don't just be one note Nancy going across there. Rather be up here. right? Hey, how are you doing? I'm doing great. Give them some positive energy. I know it sounds a little over the top, but it's true. I mean, you're going to need to be more than one note when you talk to people. And make sure that note is going on the rising inflection, because the rising inflection shows us that we're feeling good. It's the sound of happiness. We don't end on a low note. And we literally will say that, like, oh, you just ended on a low note. And that's supposed to be a bad thing, right? So we want to end on a high note. Go high, right? Any of you sound like a 13-year-old going through puberty once in a while, like I just did. It's okay, because you're showing your happiness. You're sharing your happiness. You're contributing to others with your happiness. So smile with your face. Smile with your voice. Okay, so number one, smile. Be happy. Number two, be grateful. Be grateful for the moment that you're in. People that are happy are grateful. I mean, this is positive psychology. This is research. I mean, if you're not a happy person, one of the simplest, fastest ways for you to become a happy person is to write down three things you're grateful for every morning. And it doesn't have to be monumental, right? It doesn't have to be like, oh, I'm happy that I got a brand new airplane. And I'm happy that I, no. Happy because you're above ground and not under it, right? I hope you're happy for that. I am very happy for that. Happy that you are breathing and you have food today and you have a place to go and you have some people that love you. You know, just being happy for the simple, simple things in your life. So when you are with people to influence them, think about how, you know, while you're talking to them, remind yourself that, you know, I'm happy, I'm grateful for this moment to spend with this person. I'm grateful that I can influence them. I'm grateful that I can learn from them. I'm grateful for this experience. Right now, I am grateful that I get to create this video to share with you. And hopefully, some of you guys will like it. And you'll share it with others. And that'll make me happy. And that'll make me more grateful. And that'll make me do this more. And hopefully, it's reciprocal, because it makes you happy in the process. Okay? So be grateful for the moment. Be grateful that you're spending time with this person right now. And give them everything you got. Be fully present with that person. Listen when they're talking, and be happy. Just share it, exude it, and people will be drawn to you. And when we are drawn to people, we're more likely to listen to them. Think about it. A great salesman, he first has to sell himself or herself before they can sell the product. You're not going to buy a product from somebody. Well, maybe you have, but despite the salesman, right? I've done that a couple of times. But in most times, if you don't like the salesman, you won't buy what they're selling. Well, think of yourself as a salesman. In every conversation, you're selling your ideas. You're selling whatever it is that you want that other person to believe or to think about you. Right? So why not sell the best version of you by being the best version of you? Which takes us to number three. Number three, be authentic. Be you, but be the best version of you. Be the best version of you. Give people authenticity. Be genuine. Here's what happens. When we're genuine with people, we're not fake. You know, we're giving the world who we are in a positive light. The best of ourselves, the positive part of ourselves, we grant others permission to be themselves as well. And it's freeing. So this is what counselors and therapists, this is the main reason people pay for them, because they let that person be real in their presence, right? They don't judge them. They don't criticize them. They just let them be who they are. And in doing so, you feel good about yourself. And once again, we're influencing people. You feel good in their presence because they allow you to be you. And they are real at the same time. So what we want to do is be ourselves. You know, I remember when I was in college, one of my best friend shared with me this this little moment, and it just was so shocking. I never thought about this before. See, I don't cuss. I decided a long time ago that I don't like that language. I believe it shows ignorance, and it's not going to lift us up to our higher selves. So I got rid of it. Well, my best friend, he would cuss with other guys, but in my presence, he never cussed. And one day he said, "You know, Rob, I think one of the reasons I really like hanging out with you is I get to be me. I don't feel like I have to be one of the guys to be one of the guys with you. But with other guys, I feel like I have to cuss if they're cussing just to fit in." You know, and as sad as that is, that's pretty normal for a lot of people. Don't worry about fitting in, because when you are yourself, people are going to be drawn to you. And in doing so, it's a paradox. By not worrying about fitting in, you'll fit in because you'll have your own group of friends that will accept you because that's who they want to be and who they want to aspire to be, and they want to be around you because it helps them be the greater version of themselves. Okay? So be you. Just go out into the world. Give it your greater self. Be real. Be happy. Smile with your eyes. Smile with your mouth. And smile with your tone, your inflection, your voice. Number two, be grateful. Just simply be grateful that you have this moment to share with this person. It's a special, unique moment. Every moment you have to share with someone is special and unique. Take advantage of it. Make the most of it by being grateful. Just start there. And number three, be you. Be the best version of you, your highest self. Be the best you can be. And don't worry about impressing people. Instead, focus on expressing yourself in a happy way. And in doing so, people will want to be around you. You'll be happier. They'll be happier. It'll change your life. And you'll influence people. You'll get the job. You'll get the sale. You know, you'll get the friends. You'll influence your friends. You'll make a tremendous difference in the world when you become a person of influence. So there you go, guys. Three simple steps you can do today to become a person of influence. Hey, listen, as always, I want you guys to go out and live. I want you to love. I want you to laugh. And I want you to become the best you can be. And have a great day, guys.